One. We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited to welcome my co-host, David Hollenbach. David, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest today, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, I'm excited to talk, and that's great always to have a co-host. And my guest again is Devon Franklin. We're going to talk about Flaming Hot. Devon, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How did you come up with this story? Tell me about it.
You know, it's a true story. It's a true story of Richard Montañez, who was a driving force behind Flamin' Hot Cheetos. He started as a janitor working for Frito-Lay and had this idea to put chili powder on a Cheeto and market it to his community in Southern California. And what we now know as Flamin' Hot came to the world. And this movie is the true story of Richard. And I had the pleasure of meeting him about 7 years ago, and he told me a story. And at the end of him telling me his story, I said, okay, I got to do it, because I couldn't believe something kind of as innocuous as Flamin' Hot Cheetos would have such an inspirational story behind it. And I just felt like, well, if this can inspire me, then it would inspire others.
Well, I love that entrepreneurial journey, and to hear stories like that makes me really, really excited. Go ahead, Dave, with your question.
Yeah, now, you've produced quite a few inspiring movies. What's different about this one?
You know, I would say this one for sure has more humor, you know, without a doubt. I mean, it's funny all the way through, and it's also, you know, very heartfelt as well. A lot of people tell me that they tear up by the end, which is great. And, you know, it's also a film that features, you know, a family from the Latino community, which is not something that I've done before. But I'm so grateful and proud to be able to do it with this film. And so those are a few things that are different. And, you know, and it's a movie about a product that everybody knows, but it's a story that people don't. Most of the movies I've made, they're about situations and circumstances that the majority of people have never heard about. Whereas you may not have heard Richard's story, but the majority of people have heard of Flamin' Hot Cheetos or Flamin' Hot Doritos or whatever their favorite Flamin' Hot snack is. So it's almost like IP in the world of Hollywood. Everyone talks about IP, intellectual property, you know, big ideas that then you can turn into movies. And so this has more IP than I've had in my previous films.
And you learn from that, right? Each time, each experience, can you take more to that, go a little bit more deeper into that? You learn Absolutely. From those experiences and how you take each experience directing and producing and saying, now I'm going to do something a little different. What do you learn from each opportunity getting to this opportunity?
Yeah, you know, you just learn that it's possible. You know, I mean, making a movie is hard. Every time a movie gets made, it's a miracle. And so you just learn to hang in there, be persistent, be patient, you know, keep trusting the vision, stay passionate. And, you know, ultimately it will come to pass. And so many of those themes also are represented in the film. And so many of those themes are what I live out, you know, in my career on a daily basis.
Flaming Hot is based on an inspiring true story. What do you think audience will especially connect with?
I think it'll connect to all of it. I mean, you know, Richard as a character, his relationship with his wife, Judy, the relationship that he has with his family, the relationship with his coworkers and his boss. And, you know, I think this movie has so many aspects to it that our people will relate to. I mean, we've tested the film all around the country, and from the youngest to the oldest, people love this film. They have rated it incredibly high. So I think people are going to connect to this journey. I think on some level, we all feel like underdogs. We all feel like, you know, the odds are stacked against us, or you know, the cards were not dealt in our favor. And when you see Richard starting as a janitor, but not allowing the title to disrupt how he thought about himself and what was possible for himself, I think that anyone watching the film will connect to that and find that journey inspirational.
Just watching the trailer and then reading about the real life Richard Montañez, I mean, he seems like quite the character. What was it like working with him?
He is quite the character. Richard is, I mean, there's a reason why we're making a movie about him, because he is amazing and dynamic. And making the movie with him was a lot of fun. I mean, Richard always has a great story to tell about his upbringing or his time at PepsiCo / Frito-Lay, because PepsiCo is the umbrella organization or umbrella company for Frito-Lay. But he's always got a story. He's always got an anecdote. He always has a word of encouragement. So, you know, working with him on this film was awesome. And, you know, I'm just grateful that he trusted me enough to get it done.
So when you talk about Richard, what do you, we learn everything from these amazing geniuses. They have that super genius in them. Devon, you definitely have a super genius as well that I would love to learn from if I ever had a longer interview to have that opportunity to chat with you and learn more about what makes you who you are. But when you talk about Richard, what did you pick up from Richard that you'll take with you, how you inspire so many people from Richard's story?
Yeah, you know, what I took from Richard is, you know, he has a saying, every revelation leads to a revolution. And I that saying really stuck with me, that idea that any revolution that happens in our life, in our, it could be our personal life, it could be our professional life, it could be our family life, it could be our church life, it starts with a revelation. And that for me was like, wow, right, be open to revelation, be open to for things to be revealed that we otherwise could not see. And when you look at Richard, you know, he was able to see something others couldn't. He was able to see, oh, wow, here's the revelation. My community is not being catered to. And if this company that I work for would cater to my community, they are going to find more success. And that led to the revolution that we call Flamin' Hot Cheetos and the Flamin' Hot brand. So for me, that's something that I took away that he says, and I really try to, you know, implement that in my own life by being open to revelation.
You chose Eva Longoria to direct this film.
Yeah.
And is this film her directorial debut for a film?
Yes, it is. It's the first movie she's ever directed. She's directed a lot of television shows.
Yeah.
She's directed some 1 hours and some half hour shows, but never a movie. So this is the first time.
And what was it like working with her?
Oh, it was great. It was awesome. Working with her was a joy. It was a pleasure to be on set with her every day. She is a true visionary. I think for as much as people know her, you know, as an actress and as an icon and as a, you know, fashion, you know, juggernaut, I think people, when they see this, will realize she's a true filmmaker. You know, it was, this was not something that she did because she could do it. It was something she did because she had to do it. And I felt that when I met with her the first time, this was a movie she had to tell. This is a story she had to be a part of. And I was convicted by her compassion for the film. And so I was willing to take the risk on her and believe her vision and back her vision. And then ultimately, you know, get the studio to do the same thing. And the movie that we have has everything to do with who she is and what she's really about.
And directors are so important in a film, in filmmaking, and working with that director and how she puts the spin on the story, because that's the job of the director, to make it come to life. What do you feel that she was able to bring to life from the script that you were really impressed about, that we're really going to get to hear the true story?
Yeah, authenticity. I mean, that was always the North Star in our film. We wanted to be authentic and, you know, tell a story, tell Richard's story authentically, but then also with the story featuring a Latino family and a Latino community, we wanted to make sure that the telling of that story was authentic. And she brought authenticity. She understands, she's a part of the community. This is her culture. And living it from day one, from the beginning, and understanding the nuances of it and the specificity of it. And then, you know, bringing that to the movie, yet we still had a movie that's universal, that any audience can see and any family can watch and find themselves in this film. So it was really the specificity, you know, combined with the universality that she brought to the movie, that I was, you know, just, we're just so grateful to have her.
Well, I've got one more question.
Yeah.
With making a film about Flamin' Hot Cheetos, how many Cheetos do you think you ate during the filming of this thing?
Too many, too many. We all swore each other to secrecy. We would never tell how many we ate during the making of this film. So, you know, I can't tell you how many exactly. I'll just say too many. I mean, goodness gracious. Anybody that wanted some Flamin' Hot Cheetos, cast or crew, there were an abundance on set at all times. And I certainly had my fair share and overindulged in that.
What do you think is next for Devon? Do you have other projects coming up you want to talk about?
Yes, I have a TV series that I produce for BET Plus called Kingdom Business, and season 2 will be out later this year. And I also just acted in another film. And that film will be out in the fall of this year. It's called God's Grace. And it's a great, you know, true story about a woman who is a breast cancer survivor. And I get a chance to be in front of the camera on that film and, you know, just have a lot of other things in the works as well.
And what do you think, looking at, you know, your vision for your career, where do you want to see yourself in like the next 10 years?
Wow. You know, I don't even know, you know, I mean, I want to be, I mean, truthfully, that where I want to be is a place where, you know, there's no limits to my creativity and my ability to, you know, make content and be in front of the camera and truly be the master of my own destiny and my own universe. So that can take the shape of many different things, but that's where I want to be in 10 years, where, you know, I'm in a place to make the things I want to make. And, you know, have ample opportunities to do the things that I feel like I can do in front of the camera. So whatever that looks like, I'm open to it. You know, you know the saying, we make plans and God laughs. So I'm not trying to, you know, have God laugh at my plans. I'm just saying, Lord, I'm open. This is what I'd like to do, but I'm open, you know, and just try to, you know, take it one moment at a time.
David, do you have another question for Devon before we let him go?
You know, we asked you a lot of questions about this film, Flamin' Hot. You made this movie, produced this movie about Richard Montañez. If you were to make a film about your life, who would play you and what would the title of the movie be?
Oh, wow. That's a great, great question. Who would play me? You know, I have a good friend, he's an actor. His name is Trey Byers, and he was on the hit show Empire that was on Fox a number of years ago. And everyone says we resemble each other. So I've already told him, if ever my life is made into a movie, you are going to star. And what would it be called? Wow, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, that's a good one, you know, like, you know, faith work, something like that, maybe, you know what I mean? You know, that certainly has been my mantra, and that's something that I live by, you know, that faith does work. So at the moment, that's what it would be, but I'm gonna think about a better title. So next time we talk, I'm gonna have a better answer for you.
I love that for sure. And where's the best place people can find information on you and go? Where and when is the movie available so people can check it out?
Sure, the movie is available June 9th on Disney Plus and Hulu. So it's streaming, you know, on both platforms. It's the first movie in the history of Disney to go out on both platforms. So we're so grateful. It'll be available to over 200 million subscribers come Friday, June 9th. And, you know, you can go and find me on my website, devonfranklin.com. And also my social media handle is at Devon Franklin on Instagram and Twitter. And it's Devon Franklin Official on Facebook.
We appreciate it, Devon. Thanks again for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you all for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.